time you've travelled on a train in our network. You often hear of people going to London and doing the tube. You know, they like to do all the different rail lines on the tube. Have you done a similar thing here in the southeast? Hopped on a train to Gympie, to the Goldie? There's a group of four Brisbane uni students who spent the last 11 hours touching on or tapping off on their go cards on and across the Southeast Queensland network, from Gympie to the Gold Coast, Ipswich, every place in between. And I'm not quite sure why they're doing this. Ari, are you still with me? I've definitely dropped Ari, so we'll see if we can get Ari back in a moment, but this guy's doing something. I've got him back now. Don't know how I did that. Ari, hi. How are you doing, Ari Bo? Where are you now?
I'm on a train. We just passed through. I don't know how
I'm sorry, Ari. Could you say that again? Your phone. I'm going to put you back on hold. It's such a bad phone line. So just forgive me. I'm just going to put you back on hold and see if we can get that sorted out. We can get a better phone line for Ari. Sorry, he was dropping in and out. My apologies for that.
Nominations for your Australian of the Year
are now open.
It's time to reflect on your community
and who you admire.
It's time to show your respect
by nominating
and acknowledging them. And it's time to celebrate
their story,
their contribution,
and their generosity.
I'm Hamish Brickton, and I'd love you to nominate an inspirational Australian who you think is worthy at australianoftheyear.org.au.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane. Steve Austin's my name. Let's have another go. Ari Bow is a group of four uni students who've been riding the trains here in the southeast for 11 hours so far. Ari, we think we've got a better line now. Where are you?
Hello, I'm just in East Ipswich.
East Ipswich, fabulous. So tell me, I'm not exactly sure why you're doing this, but where and what time did you start today riding the Translink network?
We hopped on the first train at just before 6 a.m. in Gympie North.
Yes.
But we actually started our journey at 4:30 a.m. walking from Gympie to Gympie North. It's a little way out of town.
So you started at 4:30 this morning. You walked from Gympie Central to the train station, or Gympie North, and then you've been traversing. Yep. So what's the aim? You're going to try and traverse every single line in the Translink network today. Is that right?
Yes, it is, and we seem to be on track so far, which is good to see.
How many different lines have you done? Name the lines that you've done so far for me.
So we've done Sunshine Coastline, Redcliffe Peninsula, Shorncliffe, Ferny Grove, Doomben, Springfield, Rosewood, and Ipswich. So we've got two left.
From one end to the other.
Yep.
You and three friends.
There's three other lovely friends here with me.
All right. Tell me why, Ari Bo.
There's a couple of reasons. My main reason is I saw someone online do it, and they took 22 hours to do it. And I looked at that and I thought, there's no way I can't do better than 22 hours. So I consider myself okay at planning, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
So how are you going on your schedule?
Our plan had us taking around 14 hours, so ending just before 8 o'clock, and we're on track so far.
So at this stage, you started at 4:30 this morning, but you should be finished by 8 o'clock tonight.
Correct, and we'll be in the Gold Coast, so then we have to get home as well.
Right, okay, so you've got to get home to where?
So I live just in, the inner west, and all the people with me live kind of relatively central Brisbane, so bit of a trek back there.
So why did your three flatmates want to join you on this sojourn?
Honestly, I'm not entirely sure why they agreed to go with me.
Yes.
According to one of them, it was funny. I guess when, university break, you've got nothing else to do, may as well make the most of it.
All right. And so what have you learnt about the trains of southeast Queensland? What do you notice now that you've ridden them for so long today?
In some ways, they're a lot nicer than I was expecting it to be. They've all been really punctual, all have been Queen, there's been no kind of issues in that regard. But in general, I just get the sense that the network's a little bit run down. There's been a lot of old stations, concrete that's in need of a good wash, trains that have kind of dirty windows and stuff like that.
Okay, so general maintenance you think should improve, but the trains are better than you expected.
Yeah, I think the I think Queensland Rail's done a great job kind of keeping everything on schedule.
So there were no delays or no signal faults that have hindered your schedule so far in trying to ride all of the lines?
Yeah, nothing significant. We were on a train that was going slightly ahead of schedule, so we thought we might be able to gain 15 minutes, but at the last second, we had to wait for a slot on the platform, and just as our train pulled in, the train we were after pulled out.
Oh, blow, okay. So you've been getting nearly all of the connections right by the sounds of it.
Yeah, we actually haven't missed a single one, which is shocking.
Okay, right, good. So what are the lines that you have left to do this afternoon, Ari?
So we have to go down to Cleveland, which is where we're currently heading. And then we've got to head back towards the city and then down to Beenleigh and the Gold Coast. But as far as I'm concerned, if we go down just on a Gold Coast train, we've done both of those a lot.
So what do you think is the best train you've been on so far?
As in train model or the line?
That'll do. I don't mind either way.
Personally, I'm a fan of some of the older intercity multiple units. They seem pretty comfy. They've got nice cargo racks, clean toilets, all that kind of stuff. But the lines they tend to run on, I do find tend to be a bit windy, a bit slow. I think I calculated that our average speed coming back from Gympie was around 50 kilometres an hour.
Which is not great for what's sort of really an intercity train service.
Yeah, well, 3 hours on the train, you know, it doesn't matter how comfortable the train is, it begins to wear on you a little bit.
And so the older trains are more comfortable from your perspective than the new generation rolling stock?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the new generation rolling stock. I'm sure everyone who's lived in Brisbane for a while is aware of all of that kerfuffle.
Yeah.
But one thing I haven't heard about is that the old lights in the old trains are yellow, which is a lot nicer on your eyes at 6 a.m. than bright white.
Okay, I didn't realise that. So, Ari, I have to ask, what are you and your friends studying at university?
So, I am studying chemistry and information technology. And then my friends are studying computer science, engineering and medicine. And the friend studying medicine actually had classes today, but he's decided that lectures can be watched later and the train from Gympie can only be caught once, I guess.
Well, I'll let you go. We'll check in with you just before I come off air about 6:30 this evening to see how you're going on your journey across the Southeast Queensland Rail Network. Ari, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Ari Bowe, who's one of four people who are trying to travel every single line in the TransLink network today and do it in under 22 hours. At this stage, they're way ahead of time and they'll be finished by 8. We'll find out later on this afternoon.